Day 8, December 7th. Today's reflection is based on Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 68, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Harold Bennett, class of 2025. Glorifying, not griping about, God. Zechariah, a priest from the lineage of Abijah, was burning incense in the temple. Zechariah was an elderly priest, and he and his wife Elizabeth were childless. Given the socioeconomic importance of having children in the ancient world, one can only imagine the stress that Zechariah and Elizabeth experienced regularly. God had not forgotten about Zechariah and Elizabeth's childlessness, so God sent Gabriel to inform Zechariah about the upcoming birth of a son to him and Elizabeth. Gabriel told him about the upcoming pregnancy, but Zechariah did not buy it. As consequence of his unbelief, Zechariah lost his ability to talk until Elizabeth gave birth to the child. That is correct. Zechariah was unable to speak for 9 months. 9 whole months without being able to utter one single word. We can only imagine the discomfort and frustration he felt for 9 months as he tried to convey his needs, thoughts, and feelings without being able to communicate verbally with anyone. But when the child was born and Zechariah was able to talk, the scripture said he praised God, Luke 1:64. Instead of complaining and grumbling about his experience and hardships over the past 9 months, he blessed God. He refrained from bad-mouthing God. Instead, he gave thanks and honor to God. Zechariah spoke about the wonder of the Lord. He expressed his adoration for God. What if we made a conscious effort to ensure that praises of God come from our mouths instead of complaints? Imagine if our voices, often filled with grumbles, instead overflowed with adoration for God. There is so much for which to be thankful. God deserves our hallelujahs. Zechariah encourages us to transform our speech into instruments of praise of God, regardless of our situations. Zechariah teaches us to let our words reflect the goodness of the Lord. Today's prayer. Dear God, we glorify your name. Guide our words to proclaim your greatness during all liturgical seasons and through life's challenges. We repent for filling our voices with complaints. May our speech overflow with adoration for you. May our words articulate praise for you in every way. In Jesus' name, Amen.